Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, special guest coming up next segment. This little short segment, we're taking two calls from Terry and from Andrew. Terry in Wisconsin, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for calling.
Hey. Hey there, Mr. Jones.
Hey there.
I'm calling to say that I think Tucker is right on saying that we need to pray for America, that we need to pray for this country and pray for each other. I'd like to thank you for doing your good work and doing the job that God has set out before you. It's really exciting to be on the air. I don't even know why. But I think that more importantly, we need to look at what they don't want us to look at. I think that they want us to be focused on Tucker and on Don Lemon. And are you there? Hello?
I sure am.
Yeah, I think that the war in Ukraine and the ramping up that they're doing, that's what they don't want us to look at.
Well, I agree with you that Don Lemon had no viewers and that he didn't matter. And CNN was already planning to get rid of him, so just did that at the same time. The name of, quote, you know, dampening down the news and making it less, quote, radical. But with Tucker, he was one of the leading, if not the leading voice, hammering against the war. So they were getting ready to get rid of him because of what he was doing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And they would rather have us looking at what a scandal it is that he's been fired than what they are doing in Ukraine. So I want to say God bless America and God bless Tucker Carlson. God bless you, Mr. Jones, and God bless my brother Travis. God bless.
God bless you, Terry, from Wisconsin. Andrew in New York, go ahead and thanks for calling.
InfoWars.
Yes,
I think it's a good thing that they've been like building up all these different news like websites like Rumble and Bandai Video and all these other ones, because like Fox is pretty much like a globalist like operation. Like in the election, they called Arizona early in 2020, and then they basically they have a lot of control over their like news hosts. Then like you were even saying like with Tucker, like Tucker had to have like extra freedom to say what he wanted more than like other people. And like back when after the 2020 election, they fired like Lou Dobbs and I think like Chris Reed.
Yeah, this is a purge. Getting rid of anybody that opposes the globalist agenda. Absolutely. But that's why they have to have internet censorship as well, because they know Tucker will start his own thing. That's why it's up to the people to support independent media and promote it. That's what gets around all this. That's why you are the answer. You are everything. Thank you, Andrew. Let's play a short clip. The full clip's at Bandai Video. And in fact, the full speech is there. It was Heritage Foundation speech. But here, reportedly, is what made Murdoch go into a rage Friday and decide to go ahead and fire him now. My intel is he was going to fire him very soon. Here it is.
And evil is characterized by their opposites. Violence, hate, disorder, division, disorganization, and filth. So if you are all in on the things that produce the latter basket of outcomes, what you're really advocating for is evil. That's just true. Those are manifestations of some larger force acting upon us. It's just so obvious. It's completely obvious. And even I have concluded it might be worth taking just 10 minutes out of your busy schedule to say a prayer for the future. And I hope you will.
By the way, that's only 45 seconds. I want to do a 15-second intro to that. I want to run it as a radio ad, a TV ad for the next year or 10 years, however long we're still on air, because that's it. The knowledge, the science proves what the ancient culture said, that there's all this unseen, there's all these energies, there's all these different forces. And you have to open yourself up and call on good, call on God to touch you and decide to resonate with that, like plugging a plug into a wall. You have to say, God, I want to be good, help me. Because God's a free will God. The devil's not. The devil tries to take you over and manipulate. So we have to do this, ladies and gentlemen. We have to call on God There are no atheists in foxholes, and that's why they finally said too much and fired Tucker, because he called on us to call on God. Let's all call on God. Let's all pray. Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. Brain Force Plus is great. Brain Force Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
War. It's Alex Jones.
First up, my name is Bob Fletcher. It's interesting that they call for hearings after we ourselves were the ones that generated our appearance here to the committee that failed to hear us after we expended many thousands of bucks out of our pockets to get out here from several different parts of the country. It's interesting. They're calling it now an inquiry or requesting an inquiry into the militia groups as opposed to the title, which was to be the militia movement across America, which would have been the title of the little Senate meeting that we were to have today. Okay, so that's interesting. Obviously, it's politics as usual in Washington, D.C., to take one thing, drop a few colors of black into the paint and change it around. Of course, normally it's whitewashed. This time it's being turned in the other direction. The idea, first off, the idea that there's more to be feared from American patriots that love the Constitution as opposed to the people that the ATF and the FBI. First off, there's not, to my knowledge, been any at all major criminal activity by any patriot group at all, period. Done. End of story. And I can give you a list of so many abuses, including dead people and drug smuggling and murder and assassination by those three and four letter combination agencies out of this town right here, that you wouldn't even have enough time to cover it at a press conference. You know, so maybe Mr. Schumer needs to pick up one of these packages that includes the Constitution and he can get himself back on track. I'm afraid the Constitution, folks, is the single mandate of the militia patriot groups across America. It's the preservation of the Constitution of America, and we are losing it literally on a weekly basis. And the abuses of executive orders, which are dictatorial in nature and basically constitutionally incorrect, obviously, are completely out of hand. Yes, sir.
That's like 28 years ago. Bob Fletcher will be with us for the next hour and 50 minutes or so, almost in the whole fourth hour today. And I was literally a month ago on air talking about all the great patriots that warned us about this that have been vindicated. And I was listening to some of the names. And then I literally had a dream about two, 3 weeks ago where I was sitting around like a coffee table or a breakfast table with Ted Gunderson and Red Beckman and Bob Fletcher. And I went, wait, those guys aren't alive anymore, but is Bob Fletcher alive? We still had his number, called him, and I'm like, this time warp, why haven't we had him on in over 10 years? And also, if you think about with Rima Labo last week, because we hadn't had her on in a decade. She's an incredible lady. She said, why haven't you had me on? It's weird. Like, 10 years went by like that. I just it fell through the cracks. Like, all the original people, it goes back to Barry Goldwater, you know, and then Ron Paul, but all these great people that warned of this. You think Alex Jones has been vindicated? You think Alex Jones is right? Wow, Bob Fletcher. And his story is amazing. But, you know, when he's been on the show over a decade ago sometimes, he would get into the CIA and then wanted to use his company as a front group and how he found out about it through Iran-Contra and how on the rabbit trail and then, you know, proving weather weapons, which is all out in the open now, and the FEMA camps and the planned lockdowns and poison shots and, you know, pandemics. We can talk about all the stuff he was right about 30 years ago, 25 years ago, or this is a smart guy at 80 plus years old, still as sharp as he ever was. What is this great mind of Bob Fletcher thinking is coming now and what's currently happening? And what is it like to be so vindicated? I know it's, for me, a sick feeling. I wish we could have stopped it. Businessman, investor, film producer, speaker, and author. After years of business professional career, Bob became involved in U.S. government top secret covert arms sales without even knowing him. In a simple business merger, Bob merged his toy manufacturing company with a company that imported watches. The company was called Vista USA, Inc., and was a covert operational front for U.S. arms sales and covert mercenary training. Eventually, the owner, Gary Best, attempted to recruit Fletcher into the business of arms sales, and Fletcher refused to become involved. Later, Bob became a witness in the Iran-Contra mess, and he then became an investigator, assisting several House and Senate investigations. Since then, Bob has been chasing bad guys in the government and producing some of the world's most powerful exposés. Bob's reports are viewed all over the world. And now his wife is in, care in a nursing home. He doesn't even have a website. Doesn't have even a P.O. box to support him. But next time he comes on, we're going to get that set up because he has all these archives and his research that needs to get out to the world. And we need to really remember the people that back when almost nobody knew what was going on, there was Bob Fletcher and others. And I think about these folks all the time. And he's here with us. So, Bob, we're about 5 minutes to break. You can start wherever you want at the beginning or current. I kind of want to get your view on the world today and everything that's going on. We can go back to the start and walk through what's happened. But, wow, what is it like to be vindicated in spades?
Well, the problem is my predictions, which were so really horrible, was that we were going to be taken over by the New World Order, one world government. It goes back 72, 73 years. Actually, people don't realize that term, New World Order, one world government, which is what we are seeing today out of Washington, D.C. That's what we are faced with. And how we're going to handle it, I'm not sure. But that term was the term that Adolf Hitler used when, in 1938, when he started his junk, his crazy idea of a one world government, new world order. That's what he called it himself, Adolf Hitler's term. And it's been carried on by bad persons in government who don't care at all about the Constitution or the freedom at all, because that doesn't work. And the New World Order, I discovered it, oh gosh, 30 years ago. I got involved in, and it's too complex. We'll get back relative to some of the crazy interfacings of all of my inquiries, my investigations. That, by the way, I actually had completed about 15. Actually, I did probably 19 altogether. A lot of my reports started out originally when they were trying to attack, quote unquote, the militia movement. That was when I got some attention. But what I did, which was a little slick of me, I guess, I ended up over the last 30 years befriending the bad guys in government as well as the good guys. And neither side knew where I was at any given time. So I became supported by people, the major New World Order people, for example, Senator John Kerry. I became close with him during a period of time. I knew.
And by the way, you're not just saying that. I mean, we had the C-SPAN hearings with you on Iran-Contra.
Yeah, well, and of course, yes, go ahead. Sure.
No, go ahead.
And what happened actually, for example, with the Iran, with that investigation, with the looking into the militia, as we were stating that we were bad guys,
Of course, none of those people even realize that the militia, that term, and that group that existed is what created the separation from the king in Britain that began America. The term militia was prior to the Constitution, and it was now they're the bad guys. I use this kind of vague terminology to use the idea of bad guys and good guys. But that's rather simplistic. And I have to point something out now for the folks that haven't realized this. It's not Democrat bad guys and Republicans all good guys. The right, what we refer to the right, and they're doing all the time with the separation of Republican versus Democrats. That's not what it is. What it amounts to is the reality that we have major corrupted personalities in both the Republican and the Democratic side. The separation, just using those, the left and the right.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Again, talking about, and for the lack of a better terminology than just good guys and bad guys, and that's what it's all coming down to anyhow. The world government stuff, New World Order, goes back so many years, and it's they've punched forward. We are now witnessing it. What I said would happen, and unfortunately, that's we've been unable to sidetrack it properly. People just don't believe. They have no idea. Some of the folks, the amount of death, murders, assassinations. They tried to hit me three times. Professional assassinations. My left shoulder, right over here, which is the right side for you guys. My left shoulder, presently today, and for 30 years, I was blown up. In Los Angeles, when I was living in L.A. at the time, I was hit with what literally was a microwave weapon. And they used it on a lot of folks. And
is that what the Havana syndrome is?
No. This is a physical microwave weapon in the configuration of the equivalent of a rifle.
Yeah, for those that don't know, they have microwave guns in the movie District 19, and then they fire them and it explodes people. Is that what? Yeah.
Yeah. What it does, or is supposed to do, is it gives you a heart attack.
Well, I talked to Marines 20 years ago in secret projects with robots and all of them. They had microwave guns then. I thought of you when they said that because they have that.
Yeah. And what took place, I was living in L.A. at the time. I was full time. And by the way, my investigative work, it ended up being something like I literally, until a couple of years ago, and again, it's just age, your urea stack gets turned down to the left by the powers to be once you reach a certain point in time. And I was on about a couple of years, about 2 years ago, was when I really had been, because of my physical and mental capabilities, just becoming old. And you can't do a hell of a lot about that. But anyhow, what I had done successfully was I ended up, first off, by befriending and being crazy enough to come out in front and point fingers at President of the United States, Vice President of the United States, et cetera, et cetera. And I had some, every time I did some type of an expose that became public, I had about 15 DVDs of separate reports. They were all great. They ended up being unbelievable because what happened once I started getting the notoriety a little bit and nationally, what happened, I started having people contact me from above top secret levels, and they were whistleblowers that stepped forward, and I would be contacted, and somebody would say, and I had a website at that time, et cetera, which, by the way, was blown up. I mean, they erased the heart. They blew my computer almost to nothing. They came in from the outside.
And I want to talk about all that, Bob, but the time we've got here, your current views, we'll get into the whole history of it. Your current views, yep. The New World Order, world government, eat the bugs, universal basic incomes, cashless societies, forced injections, lockdowns, FEMA camps, the name of the vaccine, the name of the virus. I mean, it's all happened, but it looks like it didn't go as well as they wanted. They had to back off for now. Now they're saying a new virus is going to be released. I mean, now, look forward. Bob Fletcher, notice all the documents and top secret research and all that. You're a smart guy. How's it going for the New World Order? What do you make of the current landscape?
Well, it actually, of course, the current landscape is really bad, unfortunately. We now have that movement, and the movement itself, I use a simplistic terms, bad guys and good guys, because that's a reality. They're satanic. The bad side, the negative side, is satanic. And I try to kind of compress all this because we'll have to get back and we'll get into a whole multitude of things that will blow your mind. The people, the stuff that I got, and I knew ahead of time that they were going to take down the Twin Towers and or that we were going to have the COVID. I wasn't sure which one was going to come first or last. I predicted, and again, I'm not, you know, these are not predictions. I'm not some psychic kind of space ranger type person. My predictions were based on reality of definitive information that I totally had on every one of my exposés. And by the way, I did 19 random reports for senators, congressmen, congressional hearings, the back end, this one and that one, and where something came up when I was in one of the two of the hearings of myself.
No, I know. Before I even got on air, because I've been on air like 29 years, your reports were everywhere. So listeners are getting introduced to you on that. But picking your big brain, I'm asking you, we're seeing, I think, from beta to operational now. Everything else was beta before. Is this operational, New World Order?
Oh, yes. Yeah. And here's the problem. Originally, the New World Order, which again, this concept came out of Adolf Hitler, came out of Hitler. That was what he called his existence, his dictatorship when he moved in 1938. I'm going to tell you something that people can look up on Google without getting into a whole bunch of complex stuff. If you go on Google and look up Prescott Bush. Prescott Bush was the father of G.H.W. Bush, the grandfather of G.W. Bush, and they are Satanists, period. Now, if you look up Prescott Bush, a lot of people don't know this name. You can just go on Google, and you will be amazed, because it will show you that he had the bank, and I think his partner was Averill Harriman.
It was Brown Brother Harriman in Lower Manhattan.
Right. He had a bank. They had a bank in the United States of America in 1938 that funded Adolf Hitler. That bank was shut down after the war. And they were completely closed. They were dismantled, but it was Prescott Bush. This is a guy that is the father of G.H.W.
And by the way, this is not your opinion. Prescott, Senator Bush. They had the McCormick-Dixon Committee hearings. They had the U.S. military secretly go around and kill a bunch of Nazis in the U.S. who were working for them. But then they left the Bushes alone.
Yeah, though the point was, quite literally, it was the original 1938 funds came from Prescott Bush, the father of G.H.W. Bush, and now you have to understand something else now that connects completely into this. I don't want to get into all of that too much, but it's something that everybody that's listening and watching can go to the computer, punch in Prescott Bush, put / Adolf Hitler, and then punch it up and see what Google presents. They were going to show you where he actually lost his bank. They were shut down after the war. He was charged with aiding and abetting and financing Adolf Hitler beginning in 1938.
All right, Bob Fletcher, stay there. We'll be right back.
Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular ever happened. They got quadrillions in stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believed they could control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled.
Apple by George Soros, or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage viewers and listeners to understand. Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get amazing products that keep us on the air and never submit to these tyrants.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You know, a zygote forms when the sperm makes it through and penetrates the egg. The egg decides to let the sperm in. It has that right magic. And if you go back to the resistance to this movement, as Fletcher says, it really goes back to the 1850s and British intelligence and they were funding the super science. It was all theoretical then, but they developed it. And if you talk about the New World Order, Hitler gave speeches about the New World Order. He had a New World Order that was challenging the British Empire's New World Order. H.G. Wells, that wrote mainly science fiction, was one of the top Fabian socialists. He also wrote The New World Order that was political about their socialist, communist world government. And Joseph Goebbels has come out even in mainline documents. And Hitler wanted to kill H.G. Wells. because they saw him as their contemporary challenge. So they're not enemies in that they don't want basically the same thing. There's different paths to that. So you have H.G. Wells right here, and you've got the Nazis, but forking off from the same thing. And that's the plan. So it's a new world order, a scientific takeover of humanity, and building this monstrosity. So we're getting into Prescott Bush, AP, Reuters, London Guardian, congressional hearings, semi-film endgame, Smedley Butler, the commandant of the Marine Corps, they approach him to be the dictator with the Nazis, overthrow America. He turns against them. You know, the U.S. military secretly goes around and kills a bunch of Nazis right at the start of World War II. But then Prescott Bush is left alone. So you were going down that thread for a reason. It's a great angle to go through. But I want to ask you about Tucker Carlson being fired and what happened with COVID and the Ukraine war. Because, Fletcher, you've done all this great work in the past, and when we're introducing you here, people should search your name. A lot of it isn't on YouTube or Google, but you can go to C-SPAN, and that's where if you search terms, they have the actual archives of all those congressional hearings and press conferences, and it's incredible. And Iran-Contra and everything else, when you're saying these things, it sounds wild. Like, I wrote secret reports for Congress, and I was in deep state wars. And it's all true, folks, okay? He was on the nightly news. He was all over the place, and he was, you know, drafted into this war, as he said, and learning who the different sides were. So it's dead on, because I've been in the middle of this as well in my own experiences since we got big in the last 20 years. So Fletcher, you can go wherever you want, but let's continue.
Okay, well, the spooky thing is, you know, we'll go back, and I'm going to make a... We're going to put something together secondarily here. I'm going to make all of my reports, the bulk of the ones that I actually put down on DVDs and sold them, made them available to the Patriots. But to compress what happened in my situation, I merged my I had a $1 million toy company back in the old days when if you started something in your basement and you turned it into a $1 million project, that was a success. It would have to be a couple of billion now, I guess, to even make the news. But I had created a toy that was extraordinarily unique. And my background prior to that is amazing also, and I won't get into that at all now. I was a child performer on Broadway when I was like 11 years old. I made more money. I was in two Broadway shows, Rodgers Hammerstein things. The Carousel was the name of one of them, and the other was Finian's Rainbow. I did that when I was 12. I paid my first Social Security. I was making more money than my father, God bless him. As a performer, and that goes way back, right? That started my life in terms of at least public exposure, I guess. That's something else altogether. I won't get into that. But the point was that I had just a simple company, was doing extraordinarily well because it was an extraordinary, unique toy, and it was on television just on the fact that it was so unusual.
Hell, I've looked up before. I forget. Tell us the name of the toy. We'll pull it up.
Yeah. Okay. So anyhow,
tell us the name of the toy. We'll pull it up.
What? Okay. Excuse me. Say that again.
Tell us the name of the toy. We'll pull it up for viewers.
They were spring animals. I have some DVDs because all it was on network stuff and all that. I'll see that you get them and then you'll have everything to deal with. Unfortunately, we're on DVDs, but we can go from there. That's beside the point. The terrible thing that I discovered totally by accident. And I got into it, merged my company with a company. Geez, they turned out to be a covert operation for what at that time was the Contra, Iran-Contra scandal. They were trying to recruit me into the CIA. They even ended up classifying by the executive order the toy company. Ronald Reagan, under the direction of G.H.W. Bush, who was vice president with Reagan, and he's a bad guy. The entire families are bad guys, period. Like it or lump it, that's the story, and it's proven. They're all involved with Skull and Bones. Senator John Kerry is involved with Skull and Bones.
Yeah, let's speak to the Satanism, because the toy company and Iran-Contra, everybody, and people know about that. You're really smart about the future and the world, so but let's talk about the Satanism you're discussing.
Yeah, the Satanism, and this is what I one of the best things that I was able to do was I did get some extraordinary high-level whistleblowers, and they would just contact me because they saw my stupid butt up on TV going to and trying to challenge all these people, and that's a perfect picture right there. You know, the Bushes were all involved with the Skull and Bones. John Kerry was involved with the Skull and Bones. And John Kerry and I became quite close. I assisted him in a few things, and he ended up, ran for in Congress against a bad guy down in Orlando, Florida at one point in time. His name was Bill McCollum, Congressman Bill McCollum. He ended up being a guy that was involved with the assassinations of Sonny Bono, who died on the ski slopes. He was assassinated, and he was hit. He never ran into any tree. They dragged his body up against the tree, made it look like he had run into a tree. Sonny Bono was on a Christmas holiday, I believe it was in 89. He and I.
Why did they kill Sonny Bono? He was really speaking out against the deep state.
They killed Sonny Bono because he started to. Let me back up. I was hired at one point in time by Manuel Noriega's lawyers, the lawyers from Manuel Noriega. They contacted me. They said, Mr. Fletcher, you know, I was down in Atlanta or Orlando at the time, still on the East Coast. They said, Mr. Fletcher, can you show the connection between Manuel Noriega and the drug operations out of South America? Now, I'm going to tell people something right now. This is a reality. Anything that I say, I can not only prove it, but I can prove it beyond a doubt with actual videos, documentations, and statements, etc., by the people that were involved. The Bush family were running drugs up from the Iran in the Iran-Contra mess. They had an operation called Operation Watchtower that had used military forces to install signaling devices right under everybody's nose. It was called Operation Watchtower, and they had radar signals that the aircraft coming up from South America filled with cocaine. I'm talking filled with cocaine.
Could use his beacons. Yeah, that came out, and Bill Clinton was their front guy. We'll come back and talk about that, but I want to take calls for you and also want to talk about...
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
People predicting everything that's happening. And Bob, I'm happy we're going over the past and the things that went on, but up front, I wanted to get your view on the current world, the COVID lockdowns, the world government being announced, the UN to be in charge of our medicine and our bodies. I mean, we're inside the New World Order now. What do you think the people can do? Can you speak to this as a human being living in this world today, watching all this?
Well, it's... It's really is problematic because there's a combination of problems that are really serious. Even the last couple of days, I was kind of really set aback when not only of course, Tucker Carlson was dropped. Boom, you know, I mean, God, he's turning so much money for that network. That was a little bewildering. But then simultaneously, I found out that a couple of what I typically thought were the bad guys, which they are, that some of the rest of the networks, trying to cover up all of Biden stuff and everything else for so long. A handful of the network bigwigs were also fired. That's spooky to me. I don't understand that. That's over my head, and there's very little that goes over my head. I don't understand exactly what's going on with that. In other words, the dismissing of Tucker right in when, of course, he was in the middle of a two-part series with Elon Musk, who also is a real enemy of the bad guys in general. Going in and salvaging some of the BS coverage that was taking place and all the rest of that. But I didn't understand. It sent me back to see a bunch of people who I commonly had in the bad guys category, using simplistic terms. And when right after that particular extended interview with Elon Musk, who kept, again, it was like functioning about as good guy as we can get. I mean, and besides being very rich, he is worried about humanity, information, the advancements, things that I'm aware of that most people are not, relative to artificial intelligence. And that's what Musk was talking about there with on Carson's show with Fox News. He's scared of it, and I know of events from above top secret whistleblowers that have dealt with me a couple of years ago. They talked about one of their major experiments with artificial intelligence, for example, that where they had two elements, whatever their physical thing was, and whether they were strictly computers doesn't make any difference. The physical, they have physical artificial intelligence now that you would never know if it was a live person or even a drawing, because that's how great they are with that artificial intelligence. So you're going to have people that be able to give you entire presentations on whatever, and you're not going to know that they're not even real and they actually are a motion picture pieced together by artificial intelligence. Some of the stuff that Elon Musk was talking about. Carson got dropped in the middle of that. It was a two-part series, and Elon Musk had more he was going to talk about. The artificial intelligence is devastating. It's so good. It is so far ahead of what people could imagine. And a couple of years ago, they had two of them that they had put together and started conversations between each other. That's two separate, let's say, computers, artificial intelligent computers. And they ended up, the scientists who were doing the experiments, the electronic wizards that were doing that, they had to shut it down. Two of them. They started talking together, and they had created their own undecipherable language and started making plans and communicating at a level that the people that had originally constructed these two artificial intelligent operations, they had to shut it down because they were cut out. It was a language that they did not understand, and they were not. They actually had to just pull the power out of the two of them because they were had completely cut humanity out. There, the guys that had created them were cut completely out. They completed their own, put together their own language and were speaking in a language that was undecipherable by anybody.
And that's the thing. Why would the globalists create something that almost every expert agrees will destroy us?
The big deal now is the Earth, the globe itself, is there are two major problems with the globe, and it's the heating up. They're talking about the heating up, and of course they're doing all this green crap, which is BS. absolutely BS. Some people are making billions of dollars on oh, we got to reduce this. They even had, they were talking not only with automobile exhaust and, of course, factory exhaust, and then even they got into cows passing gas, and that was a big problem, and we may have to change so that the cows don't pass gas like they do. That's absolutely BS. That's crap. There's nothing on the earth that is man-made that is causing the problem that we have with the heating up of the solar system, or of our solar system, the changes. I had an above-top secret person in NASA about a year and a half ago contacted me and sent me information, etc. And he said, and this was about 2012, he said the entire solar system is in a different location in space. And in 2012, it started acting up.
Now, and by the way, that's in my film Endgame, mainline NASA reports that the entire solar system's heating up, the ice caps of Mars are melting, you name it.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. And it is because, and I have, again, I was a top level NASA guy. Oh gosh, it was really about actually may have been a couple of years ago, but it started in 2012. And there is something that people can look up that is just on general Google without going crazy trying to track something down.
So they know this warming's coming, and they're going to blame us for it.
Well, yeah. I got some crazy person calling me in. Anyhow, I'm sorry about that.
Hey, we get it. You're in your house. It's great. We love it. It's real. Stay there, Bob. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back next hour. I'm going to give the number out right now to take calls for Bob Fletcher. We're taking calls for him, an icon of the resistance, a guy that 30-plus years ago was fighting the system, has been doing it since. Your chance to ask him questions or bring up topics next hour, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. This one topic, you can ask him any questions. So just address it to him. Bob Fletcher, your chance to talk to this living legend, 877-789-2539, Infowars.com, NewsWars.com, Band.Video. We cannot stay on air without your support. Get a T-shirt, get a book, get a film. I want to thank those that did, want to encourage those that haven't, get one. Plus, you need this. We have the best, powerful, 10-hour clean energy, Turbo Force, back in stock. The most amazing krill oil, sugar of your heart, your brain, your body, in stock. We have 1776 testosterone boost at InfoWarsStore.com. We have amazing other products like the highest quality CBD oil for your neurological systems, your joints, your bones, at least 50% off what anybody's selling high grade CBD full spectrum for. And there are so many other amazing products at InfoWarsStore.com, like the nitric boost. You've heard Dr. Mikovits talk about how it's the best formula out there to clean out your blood, to absolutely energize your body, and it does stuff for libido. It's all amazing. Nitric boost, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139 is the number to order products. The number to call us on air is 877-789-ALEX. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.